The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living on the land of shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end, and he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Roger.
Good morning, everybody. Is it starting to feel like Christmas? Yes. You don't have to ask Mark, do you? I think he's in the mood already. Are you starting to get excited? Yes, yes. Bear with me, please. No, we don't seem to be going. Can you flick on for me, please? Right. Right. Okay. Sorry about that. Here we go. So, look at this beautifully wrapped package. As you can probably guess by the way it's wrapped, there is a gift inside. Do anybody here like to receive gifts? Hello? Anybody here like to receive gifts? Yes, of course you do. I can't imagine anybody saying that they don't enjoy receiving a gift. But if I were to give you this package and ask you to give me £5 for it, would it be a gift? No, because if you have to pay for it, or if you have to do something to earn it, it isn't a gift at all. When someone gives you a true gift, it doesn't cost you anything, does it? It doesn't come with any conditions. That's what makes it a gift. And that's the point about God's greatest gift too. Our reading said, unto us a son is given. Exactly. The greatest gift of all. Oh dear, here we go again. Oh, nope. Could we go back a couple, please? That's right. And no. Right, here we go. The greatest gift is free. That means we can all receive it. There's no one excluded. There's no one who gets left out. The greatest gift of all is for you and me. And all you and I have to do is accept it. Okay, so who likes the look of this gift, please? Yeah? Yes? I bet you'd like to wake up to that on Christmas morning, wouldn't you? Okay. Dear. You do have to be patient for your gifts, don't you? Wow. Hey, who would like to receive these gifts on Christmas Day, hey? Wow. But you can't tell what's inside. All you can tell is that the brown one was probably wrapped by a man. Sometimes the wrapping paper gives us a clues as to what the gift might be. Ah. Hey? What might that be? Yes. And you'd probably never see me again after Christmas if this is what I gave to Sheena for her Christmas present. But a recent research study concluded it's not always best to wrap presents that we give beautifully, because it raises expectations and people can get disappointed. So how did God choose to wrap the greatest gift ever? Well, you all know what happened, don't you? God sent Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem in a stretch limo. Oh? Mary and Joseph checked into a 5-star hotel, didn't they? Huh? Baby Jesus slept in a king-size bed, didn't he? Baby Jesus had the best designer baby clothes, didn't he? We lost it again. Well, we'll catch up on ourselves eventually. So how impressed would you have been if God had beautifully gift-wrapped Jesus like that? No. Instead, God's greatest gift came to us in the simplest and humblest of wrappings. God surprised everyone with a remarkable gift in unremarkable wrapping. The manger in the smelly stable and the cross reminds us of God's commitment to us. Just look at the extremes that God went to help us relate to and connect with the greatest gift. If you sign up on the Alpha course in the new year, you'll hear how throughout the first half of the Bible, which was written down hundreds of years before Jesus was born, God told in advance so many facts about Jesus' life. And when Jesus was born, they all happened just as God said it would. Don't you just love receiving a gift when you know it's so well planned? When so much thought has gone into it and it's just what you wanted? Well, when it's been promised as well, you're on alert and it makes the waiting so much harder, doesn't it? And if you think it's tough having to wait another 10 days for our presents, just try and imagine what it must have been like to wait hundreds of years for the greatest gift that had been promised. So you might be thinking, why such a big deal that the greatest gift was promised centuries in advance? Some of God's promises went back over 4,000 years. But God could have just gone, surprise! God keeping his promises lets us know that the Bible is what it claims to be. The Word of God. Think about it. It would only have needed one of those prophecies to be incorrect or not to come true, and God wouldn't be God. He'd lose all credibility, wouldn't he? Nobody would believe anything else he says. But quite the opposite has happened. God is so great, he can be so specific, he can be so detailed about every promise he makes. And what's so amazing is that even within the same few verses that we read about, some of the promises came to pass after just a few hundred years, but other promises in the same passage are still taking thousands of years to come true. Well, anybody can make predictions, But only God has a perfect 100% record. And each and every promise that he makes coming to pass over time. You see, when God makes a promise, it's different. It's serious. God's promises change history. We can go back on our promises, can't we? But God can't. It shows us that God is trustworthy. He keeps his word. So how do you know that you can trust what God has promised for the future? Well, we know we can trust him because he's proved he's kept his promises in the past. So does knowing that God has promised Jesus is coming back again make a difference to how you live your life? God told Micah to tell us that Jesus would be born in the town of Bethlehem. So that promise has been fulfilled. But God also told Micah that there's a day coming when there'll be no more wars. So that promise is still to come. And there are loads more promises still to be fulfilled. So if you want to know about all the promises God still has on his list to work his way through, sign up for Alpha. Now that's exciting. It makes a massive difference when you know that God does exactly what he promises. He will. One day, Jesus will come back to earth. He'll set up his kingdom for everyone to see, and he'll rule forever. This is why we should learn all we can now about Jesus and what he wants us to do. The greatest gift in the whole world is a person. His name is Jesus. God always gives good gifts, but the greatest gift of all is to each one of us, the gift of Jesus Christ. Make no mistake about it, this gift that God has given us was the most sacrificial gift. God couldn't have offered us anything more costly. Now, it's never polite, is it, to ask how much a gift costs? But the Bible tells us how much God's greatest gift did cost. The cost was great. It cost God his only son. Can you imagine how much God loved us to send his one and only son to earth to die on a cross? Can you imagine how much Jesus loved us to be willing to die on that cross so that we could have eternal life in heaven? And all we have to do to receive it is believe and accept Jesus as our Savior. The greatest gift takes away the sin of the world, even our sin. And this is God's way of bringing salvation to us, a new life, as we've heard, a new life forever. Now, when my granddaughter Bonnie comes around, she's only 15 months old, she toddles down the hallway, and she jumps into Sheena's arms. Big hugs and kisses. And then I say, "Come to Granddad." And she just rolls her eyes. Because she can't talk. She just rolls her eyes as if to say, "Wait your turn." Hey? I just love her. I love her forever. And there's nothing that little girl can do that will change the way I think about her. Even though sometimes I know she'll get things wrong and she'll muck up. But that's the way God loves you. Of course, only much better than we love. So, Christmas isn't about the gifts under the tree. All of those gifts will soon be gone and forgotten. You've probably forgotten what you had last Christmas or the Christmas before already. But the greatest gift of Jesus is forever, and it's a gift that won't sell out. The miracle of Christmas is not on 34th Street, it's in Bethlehem. Look to Jesus this Christmas. God offers us, each of us, forgiveness for our past, peace of mind in the present, and a future in eternity. You're invited to unwrap this gift that is Jesus. Please don't leave this greatest gift unopened this Christmas. Amen.